The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
Let me just take a minute here and remind you that the 6th annual KVC Sock Drop is underway, presented by the fine folks at Supercuts. We're looking for brand new, fresh, clean, unused socks. We're going to be collecting these all the way up through December 22nd. All the socks will be distributed to the fine folks at the Five Cities Homeless Coalition, Echo up in Atascadero, and 40 Prado right here in San Luis Obispo. This couldn't be any easier. Supercuts has locations, two right here in San Luis Obispo, also Paso, Rio Grande, and Pomo. Everything you need to know is on the website at 920kvec.com. So please, as you go out and about and do your holiday shopping, remember the less fortunate. Pick up some socks, take them to Supercuts, and let everybody have an incredible, wonderful, magnificent holiday season. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Gordon Mullen joins us at 4:05. He's just back from Israel, but it wasn't one of those typical tourist things like what I did in August. Gordon had a totally different experience. He will explain. First up, though, we turn the community spotlight on our friends from Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo. Always good to be in conversation with Teresa Slobodnik, although, Teresa, I swear, it just seems like yesterday when we talked.
I know. It's so weird like that, you know? Yeah.
How are you, dear? You look great. Am I allowed to say that? You look
thank
fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, as the years go by, tell I appreciate me compliments it. Like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, but you're always in good shape. You work out. You take care of yourself.
Yeah. I have a built-in workout for what I do, directing, teaching, and I have another job as well that's very physical, so...
I imagine also a lot of it is just mental, having the right attitude.
Yes, it is. And I found this out about myself quite a few years ago. I don't do nothing very well. No one wants to be around me when I'm doing nothing. It's not pleasant.
So you just can't sit there and relax?
No, I can't.
Take a day off?
Not maybe part of a day.
Got to be focused.
Yeah, I start getting a little antsy. And I just have so many ideas. I can't stop the ideas. And
good for you.
Yeah, it's really... I'm very grateful for it. I love what I do. So.
And you do it so well.
Well, thank you.
How many years now?
Oh, my gosh. I've been directing. Are you referring to ballet theater?
Yeah, just ballet.
Yeah. Well, ballet, I started when I was 3.
Okay. So about 10 years.
Yeah. Maybe 15.
And how many for ballet theater, San Luis Obispo?
Ballet theater, I actually started in 2004. So we'll be pushing almost 20 years that I've been directing ballet theater. We started very small with a little youth ballet and then... some professional dancers and advanced dancers started joining my projects. And then Blair came along and said, I will write a nonprofit for you. Let's become a performing company. And that was, I think he finished that in early 2007.
That was a huge leap.
It was a very big leap. Yes, it was. But it's been an incredible partnership. We work so well together. He said, I'll do all the business. And I just went, okay, you're in.
You know? I'm more going to be over here being creative.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. All right, so much to talk about. Big show coming up.
Yes, we are doing our holiday program, second one out of COVID, which is very exciting. Last year, we did the Velveteen Rabbit with Les Patineurs. And this year's show is a much bigger show. It's called... The 12 Days of Christmas, which has quite a bit of history because it's the very first holiday program that I directed and choreographed way back when we first started out. So, and it's last was seen in 2008.
I could have sworn you said back then that you were not going to do this again.
Yes, I did. I vowed because, as I just said moments ago, I have so many ideas.
Right.
So I'll give you a little history on it.
Sure.
At that point, ballet theater, I was directing the ballet department at American Dance of SLO. Alyssa Beck was the owner and manager of the studio, and she asked if I could put together a show that would showcase the student body for the holiday production and for a holiday production, and then be something that could be produced annually. And she suggested the 12 Days of Christmas because there are obviously all those 12 gifts and everything. So I took the idea, ran with it, and came up with a concept of a sailor in World War II returns home from the overseas, and his true love is so sad because she doesn't think she's going to see him. And then he shows up miraculously. And then there's a big welcome home party, and he starts giving her gifts. And then they all, you know, as the years progressed, I added Les Patineurs. They all went out to the ice skating rink in the Midwest on Christmas Eve for festivities. And
of course you did.
You know, it just it was so nostalgic, period music from the 40s and, you know, the style and all the gifts. And then I added another little interlude, Winter Wonderland, which really showcases, you know, there's a sleigh, and this year we have sledding, and oh, just all kinds of things going on in Winter Wonderland. And then Christmas time, which kind of calms down before we go into the final 12 days gift. So it's huge.
Sounds like quite the production challenge.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we have so many resources at Ballet Theatre. We, you know, keep really good care of all of our sets and props and costumes. And my husband had made these amazing sleds for the Snow Queen a few years ago. And so we are going to have children sledding across the stage.
Wow.
It's epic. Yeah, they are so thrilled.
So what made you come back to it 14 years later? You're like, I don't want to do this again. It's too much work.
I think COVID really defined a lot of things as far as my perception of what I need to produce in the arts. I still love to do literature. I'm going to be producing, I'm choreographing and making a brand new Hunchback of Notre Dame for the big theater April 1st and 2nd. And that's a very serious story. But COVID made me really realize that people want to feel really good. And they at the holidays, we need to do something joyful, something full of hope, something full of beauty that just makes everyone really appreciate family and all the beautiful things we have in our lives. So Blair suggested it, and he's been suggesting it.
Was it from a distance?
Well, yeah.
Was he far
for
away?
Years, he's been going, well, maybe we could do it. No. No, the cast is too big. No. But we have, our school has just grown since we've come back from COVID, and we have so many beautiful dancers, people coming back to dance, people starting dance, and everybody is so excited about doing a theatrical, you know, on a professional stage. We had our spring program, Gilbert Reads the Firebird and two of my ballets at the CPAC, and people were just like so thrilled with the big theatrical production. So this is a very theatrical production. There's the ice skating setting, there's the house setting, and
sledding.
Yeah, the sledding. The sledding is
Well, before I get too far along with Teresa Slobodnik from Ballet Theatre San Luis Obispo, we should remind them of the dates and ticket information for the 12 Days of Christmas.
Thank you. The 12 Days of Christmas will be presented on Friday, December 16th and Saturday, December 17th at 7 p.m. and December 18th, that's Sunday, at 2 p.m. And you can get tickets at pacslo.org. And just go to the dance list or just go to events and you'll find us right there. We're right there.
And is it at your location?
Where we're in the Spanos Theater.
So it's the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly.
Yes. So that's exciting. We have been using the Spanos Theater for all of our holiday programs since Gilbert Reed retired. And we were doing Christmas Carol in the big theater with the San Luis Symphony. So when I started, we went back into the Spanos Theater, and we've done everything from the 12 Days of Christmas, Gilbert Reed's Christmas Carol, the Snow Queen, Velveteen Rabbit. We've done the little toy shop, the La Boutique Fantasque. We've done so many programs there.
So this is the weekend before Christmas, just to locate it for folks.
Yes,
I think Christmas Day this year is on a Sunday. So it's going to be the Friday, Saturday, Sunday before Christmas.
Yes. So you have all the next week to finish getting ready. You'll be in true holiday spirit, and you'll be uplifted and just so glad that you came.
How about age appropriateness?
This is very age appropriate. We have some very young dancers. I think the youngest one is age 5, maybe. Maybe they've already turned 6. I don't want to insult a 5-year-old calling them 5 if they're 6.
Yeah.
But they are so smart and so fantastic, and they're filling 2 roles. Actually, they have 2 roles.
How big is the cast?
The cast is bigger than we normally have for our holiday program. It's about 50 people, which for us is, you know, it's a bigger cast. And so there are, you know, hundreds of costumes and props and sets and, you know, this and that. But it's going to be a fantastic show.
But tell me, well, of course, it's because it's with you and Blair, but it's all coming together, isn't it?
It is. And we have on our board actually a returning student. She's, you know, an adult and married now. But she was one of my main students when we were doing our big work, you know, the first Robin Hood and all those kind of rodeo, all those kinds of things before we went out on our own. And she has moved back from San Francisco, educated, is very skilled in all kinds of things. And her husband live here now, and she has taken over all the promotion and social media and advertising. And
hey, you're a real nonprofit now.
I'm like, wow, we've never had this. So it's super exciting because she is brilliant.
And what's your website, Teresa?
Our website is bt-slo.org.
Is that the best way to get tickets?
You can go to our website, yes, because there's a button for just going to the performance, and it'll take you right to the Performing Arts Center website.
All right, Teresa Slobodnik is back with us from Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo. This sounds like a wonderful performance, the 12 Days of Christmas, coming up the weekend before Christmas. There we go. We'll be back and chat some more. We're live. We're local. This is Hometown Radio. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Our friends from the Cuesta College Drama Department check in tomorrow. Burchett from the Farm Bureau wants to preview Tuesday's County Board of Supervisors meeting. Oh, and look who's joining us, the one, the only, Conservative Bob. It is the Dave Congleton Show, weekday afternoons from 3:05 to 7 o'clock right here on KVEC. Gordon Mullen joins us after the news at the top of the hour. We're back with Teresa Slobodnik from Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo. It is the 12 Days of Christmas. How am I getting my tickets, Teresa?
You are going to pacslo.org and go to their arts calendar and the performing arts calendar, and you will find us pretty much at the beginning of the little list. 12 Days of Christmas.
Would you call this the most challenging production of all the ones you've done? How does this rank?
Well, it is challenging in different ways than other programs. For instance, the Snow Queen, full length, huge sets, fairly big cast, but the coordination of the sets in the theater, all of that. Every program has its own challenge. This challenge is the number of people trying to make it work with all of the roles, and you know, it's been challenging getting all the people together at the right time. So,
so herding cats.
Yes, it is. Thank you. I was trying to be very nice about it,
I got you.
You know, and we're still, you know, dealing with illness. We're dealing with it differently than we used to. People would go, "Oh, I'm almost better. I'm going to come." Now it's like, "No, you're not." Yeah. You know.
Well, I'll say this: I've been to a couple of Teresa's shows over the years, and I've always been impressed. If you have not been to a show by Ballet Theater San Luis Obispo, you really should go. And just from the way she's describing this, 12 Days of Christmas sounds pretty darn exciting. And I think, Craig Hill, we can make it even more exciting because Teresa would like to give away a pair of free tickets. This would be Saturday night,
7 p.m.
December 17th.
Yes, it is.
Saturday night, December 17th, what time? I'm sorry?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. at the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly. How would you and a guest like to go Saturday, December 17th, 7 o'clock, to see the great ballet, The 12 Days of Christmas, with a cast of 50. Right here, right now, we're looking for caller number 4, 805-543-8830. As always, we're looking for somebody who hasn't won anything from us in the last 30 days, 805-543-8830. Caller number 4 is going to go to Spanos Theater Cal Poly on Saturday night, December 17th, to see this wonderful ballet, which is a family-friendly production, Teresa.
Yes, it's absolutely family-friendly. Very fun and very uplifting. So,
the perfect holiday.
Yes, the perfect holiday experience. I mean, if you're wondering what Christmas might have been like in the 40s when a man comes home from war and people are so excited to see him and just have him back in their family, come see this. It's really beautiful.
And get you in the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
As the phones light up here, let us meet our winner, who is going to go to Spanos Theater and see this great performance. We're going to go down to Arroyo Grande and find John on KVEC. Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi, John. Congratulations.
Thanks. I heard you on the radio, and it sounded like an interesting ballet, and figured I'd just give it a try and didn't think I'd actually win.
Well, there you go. The Saturday night, December 17th, work for you?
17th of December works. I think.
Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. All right. If for some reason you can't use the tickets, let us know so we can make sure somebody uses them.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do.
All right. Hang on, John. Craig will take your information. Thanks for making the tickets available.
Thank you.
I want to hear more about Blair's essay that he wrote about the importance of the arts.
Yes. Yesterday, as we all know, was Giving Tuesday, and I got an email from Blair with an essay he had written on his feelings and thoughts concerning not just ballet, but the performing arts coming out of COVID. And during COVID, there was so much emphasis on, and rightly so, on essential workers. And it was all the people that we needed to help us stay alive and get food and get health care and get fires put out and, you know, all these things. But in that, we lost the arts. The arts really suffered. And he is so aware personally of how powerful the arts are in developing a human person, you know, just a human being, a well-rounded, just understanding and the beauty of the arts, so many aspects to the arts. And he wrote this really beautiful piece on it. And I think it's up on our website as well, on our performance page or on our donation page.
So what's your perspective, Teresa, post-COVID? Are the people coming back?
You know, that is so amazing to me, because as a small nonprofit, we have always, you know, struggled to get, more students, and everybody struggles with their business trying to get more business. Well, COVID brought out people. I mean, we are just being flooded by adults and teenagers and young kids of, you know, adults who have wanted to dance all their lives and never, ever had a chance to do it. And they've come in and are major players now in our, I mean, I have adults going on point and they're major players and they've been in several of our programs, and to see the reward in their personal lives and how much they have just come alive, you know, as a human being. And it's so great. And then there's the people that have returned to dance and people just really realizing they've danced all along, but wow, we almost lost this completely. That is not cool.
Put a plug in for your classes.
Yes, our classes are open. All the classes are open, and you can find our schedule at bt-slo.org. We are a slightly different model than most dance schools. We are a nonprofit school of ballet, and we are located behind Coastal Peaks Coffee, straight back. And
I'm sorry, what does that mean, that you're a nonprofit?
Most studios are for-profit businesses.
Okay.
And we are a federal 501c3 nonprofit, and we have our mission statement written. And we started out as just a performing company, and then when we went out on our own, Blair rewrote it, and it was approved for us to be a nonprofit school and performing company.
Is Blair dancing this time?
Yes, he is. I'm so excited. He's, you know, taking world class. I'm like, dang, you're looking good, you know? And, you know, I mean, he's been teaching a lot of the adults that have been coming into ballet and back to ballet, and just, it's been a really special time for our studio, you know, just all of the growth and joy that's going on in the camaraderie, you know, and the older kids going, oh, those little kids are having a lot of fun. I'm going to go out and hang out with them, you know.
And you're not doing another show until April.
Well, April comes up quick after Christmas, especially if it's April 1st and 2nd. Yeah.
What's the show?
I am making a brand new full-length ballet, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yep. I'm doing it.
Wow.
I know. But, you know, I'm so, I went back and forth because it's such an intense story, but I am so infatuated with the Hunchback himself, his psyche, and all the way he sees things. You know, his bells are like his children. And so there's going to be a lot of beauty about his human spirit in this story. So it's really exciting.
Do you have it? You have it done yet? Have you written it?
I'm writing it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Well.
Wow.
You have to start. You know, my process is my process. You have to do your own process to be able to evolve something like this. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm going to do this and grab some music." No.
It takes a while.
It grows.
All right, Teresa. Always good to see you. One last time, please. What is happening the weekend before Christmas?
The 12 Days of Christmas, a full-length program at the Spanos Theater on the Cal Poly campus. It is Saturday, December 17th. Pardon me, it's Friday, December 16th, and Saturday, December 17th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, December 18th at 2 p.m. So there are three shows. It is a family-friendly show full of nostalgia and beauty, and you can get tickets at PACSLO.org.
Perfect Christmas gift to yourself or to loved ones. Go see a great show.
Indeed.
You ready for the holidays.
Yes.
Teresa, final thoughts?
Final thoughts are, as Blair said, you know, the arts, the performing arts are essential, and our arts coalition, our local arts coalition, has really grown to really feel that more strongly. We have an arts coalition. So I hope all of you out there understand how important the arts are to you, the performing arts, and come see us all.
You're here. Well said. Thank you, Teresa. Off we go. We've got ABC Radio News. Craig updates us with Time Saver traffic and weather together. Gordon Mullen up next. He's just back from Israel, but it wasn't your typical tourist adventure. A totally different experience. Gordon will share, followed by Dan Shadwell and Sandy Boo. We are so busy, but it's Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton. We'll be right back.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.